Good morning. My name is Alex Preeb, and I will be presenting on the Assessing the Food, Tobacco, and Alcohol Point of Sale in New Orleans, findings from a mixed method study. I have no relationships to disclose. Now, Megan spoke about the four Ps, product, price, promotion, and placement, so I'm not going to go over those again. What I want to cover in this talk are some of the findings for our mixed methods evaluation. I will focus on answering the four research questions in the brief time allowed. Do minorities in low low SES neighborhoods have more access to unhealthy products, more advertising for unhealthy products, less access to healthy products, and more advertising and product placement designed to appeal to youth? So I'm going to to get to these questions, I'm going to use the 2013 store surveys, case study neighborhood photo documentation, and store owner interviews. We conducted 465 store surveys, did photo ethnography in 8 case study neighborhoods, and interviewed 17 store owners from the 8 neighborhoods. Case studies allowed us to examine POS in an in-depth way beyond just the stores themselves. We hoped to explore the broader environment around the stores in certain neighborhoods. New Orleans has 72 distinct neighborhoods. You can see here a comparison of neighborhoods by race and SES. The darker the red, the more minority. Minority neighborhoods are defined by having less than 50% white population. The darker the green, the more low SES population. Low-income neighborhoods are defined by having less than the mean income of $26,000 a year for a family of 4. We selected Village La East, Gentilly and Dillard, which we combined into one case, Lakeview and West End, which we also combined into one case, Holly Grove, Broadmoor, Maryvale Fountain Blow, Irish Channel, and St. Thomas as our case studies. As you can see from the table, Village La East is a heavily minority neighborhood, which includes a large Vietnamese enclave. It is also a low-income neighborhood with high rates of poverty. Gentilly Dillard is predominantly black and houses Dillard University, a historically black college. Lakeview West End is predominantly white and high income. Holly Grove is predominantly black and low income. Broadmoor is over 60% black, middle-income neighborhood. However, 1 in 4 residents lives in poverty. Maryvale Fontainebleau is over 60% white and is a high-income neighborhood. However, 1 in 5 of its residents live in poverty. The Irish Channel is a mixed-race, mixed-income neighborhood with 2 in 5 residents living in poverty. And finally, St. Thomas is a predominantly low-income, predominantly black neighborhood. Following the store surveys, we sent out 6 teams to conduct photo ethnographies over the course of 2 days with what I, sad to say, were mixed results, but we learned from that experience. We also conducted store owner interviews focusing on case study neighborhoods. As you can see, there's only one store in St. Thomas, which is Walmart. We were unable to penetrate corporate to get permission to interview the store manager there. However, 17 interviews were sufficient to reach saturation findings. So what did we find? Well, overall, there are 424 tobacco outlets, which was 91% of our sample, 315 alcohol outlets, which is 74% of our sample, and 41 stores that sold a full selection of healthy foods, which is only 8% of our total sample. Using ordinal probate regressions to test the association between the number of tobacco, alcohol, and food, and healthy food outlets, and food outlets per neighborhood and neighborhood level SES, measured as medium per capita income, we found a statistically significant relationship between SES and access. The number of tobacco and outlets per capita was inversely associated with neighborhood level SES. Meaning that low-income neighborhoods had more tobacco and alcohol outlets per capita. The number of healthy food outlets was positively associated with neighborhood-level SES, meaning low-income neighborhoods have less healthy food outlets per capita. So do minorities and/or low SES neighborhoods have more access to unhealthy products? As you can see from this map, stores in low SES neighborhoods were more likely to sell cigarillos and less likely to offer milk. For example, let me see if I can find it. If you look right here, you can see that in this neighborhood, all stores carry cigarillos, but none of the stores carry milk. And again, looking at race, we can see stores in high-income neighborhoods are more likely to offer milk and less likely to offer cigarillos. For instance, note Algiers Point here and the neighborhood next to it, where Algiers Point offers milk and none of the stores offer cigarillos. But the low-income neighborhood next to it, all the stores offer cigarillos and very few of them offer milk. Do minority and or less low SES neighborhoods have more advertising for unhealthy products? Well, they say a picture is worth a thousand words, and we offer you three. This is the same chain in different neighborhoods. New Orleans East, the Treme, which is a predominantly low-income black neighborhood, and Lakeview, which is, again, predominantly white and high-income. You can see from this map that low-income neighborhoods tend to have higher concentrations of exterior cigarette ads. Exceptions to this are high tourist areas such as the French Quarter and the Central Business District. Additionally, there is higher advertising around universities targeting students. One of the things that we learned through the store owner interviews is that stores that have contracts with tobacco companies must allow vendors to advertise wherever they please, in the interior or exterior of the property, with the caveat that it does not violate local ordinance. So, for example, the Lakeville Association does not allow any exterior ads, hence the reason the discount zone in the previous picture, you did not see any ads on the outside. Do minorities and or low SES neighborhoods have less access to healthy products? Well, they say that you cannot compare apples and oranges, but we did. And as you see from this map, stores in low SES neighborhoods are less likely to carry apples and oranges. Yeah. So we asked store owners how they determine what products they carry in their stores, and here's what some of them told us. So for instance, our store owner Broadmoor said, it depends. He's responding to what he perceives his clients want. Another store owner has deferred over to his vendors. And finally, this last store owner, Lakeview, says that he makes all the decisions in his store, but he recognizes that he's competing with a local grocer, and so he doesn't carry a lot of fresh produce. He focuses mainly on drinks and candy. We also asked them about carrying healthy products in their stores, and here's what some of the store owners said in Broadmoor. So in this case, one of the store owners does carry a 24-inch island of produce, but he's getting his produce from Houston. He's not even locally sourcing it, and even though he'd like to expand, he's not willing to take the risk of losing money on it. Another vendor is carrying fruits, but only during the summer season. In the Irish Channel in St. Thomas, there are only three stores, and one of them is Walmart. And even though Walmart is trying to be a healthier store, you can see from this picture that at the entrance of Walmart, there's a conveniently located McDonald's when you go in and out. This is what some of our store owners said in this neighborhood, which is that they won't carry it at all because they don't perceive the population wanting it, and that they're not going to compete with Walmart down the street. And then finally, in Village La East, this is a very unique neighborhood because it does have a Vietnamese enclave. And in fact, they have a very long-standing farmers market on Saturdays that people all over the city travel to. And several of the older community members actually maintain vegetable plots back towards the bayou area. So do minority and or low SES neighborhoods have more advertising and product placement designed to appeal to yes? Well, the short answer is yes. And you can see from these maps that we've looked at low-income, high-minority, high-income, low-minority in terms of the placement of candy, energy drinks, and soda under 36 inches. Now, one of the exceptions in here, again, is the French Quarter in the CBD, which is a high tourist area, and they just like to promote everything. So we asked our owners about their perception of their relationships within the neighborhoods and the communities that they serve. Almost all the store owners reported feeling part of their community. And I think this is significant in our effort to promote healthy stores and healthier neighborhoods. We asked store owners what ways they thought New Orleans stores could be made healthier. You can see some of the quotes that we received up here. Many store owners noted that they are limited by customer preference. Even if they would like to carry healthy products, they are not willing to do it at a loss. And even if they, and so the takeaway message is that changing the POS environment is complex and will require a multi-pronged approach. Initiating and sustaining any healthy store initiative in New Orleans will require it being coupled with initiatives to create healthier communities that surround the stores. But the willingness of the store owners to engage in this, I think, provides a lot of promise for improving the POS environment in New Orleans moving forward. And that's the end of my talk. Thank you. I'll save questions till the end.